Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
As winter approaches, corn residue offers a practical, low-cost grazing option for livestock. However, many landowners worry that it might hurt crop yields or soil health. Is this true? Research from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln shows that with proper stocking rates, grazing corn residue has minimal downsides and provides real benefits. Studies reveal that grazing doesn't significantly impact soil properties when done responsibly, and can even improve microbial activity, which enhances nutrient cycling for the following crop. UNL researchers tested both fall and spring grazing, finding that soil compaction stayed within safe limits even at higher stocking densities. Grazing cattle helped return nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus to the soil, enriching it for future crops. In some cases, soybean yields after the corn crop were even higher after residue grazing compared to ungrazed fields. Proper timing and stocking rates when grazing are key to getting the best from both your fields and cattle. Winter grazing, when the ground is often frozen, lowers the risk for compaction. If you graze late into the season, as fields thaw out, lower stocking densities and carefully time grazing around precipitation events. By utilizing corn residue as a winter feed, livestock owners can benefit from sustainable soil and crop practices, reduce feed costs, and improve soil health, all while preserving, and even boosting in some cases, yields. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator, Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.